Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Colleen Jeffrey from Whatcom Credit Restoration. I'm located in beautiful Bellingham, Washington, and it's Saturday morning, about 10:25, September 26, 2020. It's kind of a rainy day here up in Bellingham. We're in fall now, so anything happens. As my mom used to always say, we have two seasons here in the Pacific Northwest, winter and summer. And summer consists of July and August. So there you have it. Anyway, back to credit. I own a company up here in Bellingham called Whatcom Credit Restoration, and today I wanted to share some tips with you about how to respond to a debt collector. All right, first of all, you want to start taking the calls. It's time to start dealing with the debt, get it behind you. You don't want to wait until you're sued. You want to start dealing with it and getting your finances back on track. So the first thing I thought it would be important to talk about is what your rights are with a debt collector. So a debt collector can't do these things. They can't call repeatedly to harass or abuse you. So they can't just hang up you and keep, you know, you say hello and they say mean things to you and then you get off the phone and then they call back again. And it's over and over. All right. They cannot do that. They also cannot call you, it has to be reasonable hours, 9 at night to 8 o'clock at night. They can't. That those are the hours that they can call you. So if you're receiving calls after that time, they're breaking the law. So that's something to note. Also, they can't use obscene language when they talk to you. They can't cuss you out, call you a deadbeat, say the F word, use any kind of obscene language. All right. So you know what that is. I don't need to say it. I don't know if I can say it on the air. All right. So they can't say any kind of false or misleading statements about you and about the amount you owe. So say you owe $100. They can't say, well, if you don't pay us, then you're going to owe $1,000, because how could you possibly owe them $1,000? That doesn't make any sense at all. They can't also say they're going to publish your name if the debt's not paid, like somehow it's going in the newspaper. That's also not true. So, they're lying. And they're not supposed to be able to. They're not supposed to lie to you either. That's one of the things, which seems like an automatic thing that they shouldn't lie to you. But so those are just some kind of general guidelines about what they can and cannot do. If they do call you at work, you can, and you take the call, all you have to do is say, once they identify themselves, you can say, I cannot take calls at work, and they're not allowed to keep calling you. Also, they can't call your family and say things about the debt. Like, they could call your mom and say, this is John Smith from XYZ Company. I need to speak with, if it was me, Colleen Jeffrey, and can you have her call me at this number? But they can't say to that person that they're a debt collector. They can't say to my mom how much that I owe them and that I haven't paid the bill. That's all confidential information. All they can do is say, please have them contact me. That's it. So it's better if before it gets to that point, if you start taking the calls and then, you know, you won't have to be running from the debt collectors anymore. And that'll feel great. You won't have to worry about getting sued, which is, you know, where things will probably end up if you postpone it long enough. All right. So we've talked about some of your rights. And let's talk about what to do when they call. So one of the things, the tips that I give to people is, you know that the debt collector is going to be recording the call. So I recommend that people download some kind of app onto their phone that can record the calls. All right. So ring, ring, ring. Instead of hitting decline on the call, when you know it's probably a debt collector because it's coming from some kind of 800 number and you know you owe debt, so now's the time, right? So ring, ring, ring. So you hear them, you know, hello, this is John Smith from XYZ. This is an attempt to collect a debt, blah, blah, blah. Their spiel that they say. You say, can you hold on one moment, please? Get on your phone, click the record and say, excuse me, can you say again who you are and where you're from? What this is regarding, I want you to know this call is being reported. Okay, game changer. They're going to know now it's time to act right because the calls are being recorded and anything they say can also be used against them. So the first thing you want to do is not admit to the debt. All right. You don't have any paperwork from them. You don't know who they are. You're not giving them your personal information. None of that. There's all kinds of telephone scams over the phone. So maybe you do owe them. Maybe you don't. You don't know. But you can't trust them. So you say things like alleged debt, the alleged debt that you're saying that I owe. You want to ask for their name and address, what the original creditor's name and address is that they're calling about. What was the account number? What was the amount owed? When did this alleged account become delinquent? You want to know when the collector obtained the debt and the amount it was then. That gives you a clue on what they're adding to it for their fees, if anything. All right. Also ask them, has this alleged debt statute of limitation expired? That way, if it has, you cannot be sued for it any longer. So they may not tell you that, but you can look that up. You know, use Google and get some answers about what the statute of limitations are in your state, okay? Now, also, after you've got this information, because you're going to start keeping really good notes on all of these debt collectors or just one if you have one, so that you can make sure everything that's happening, you can keep track of what's everything that's happening, and you'll also have the recordings to go along to with it. So if anything goes wrong, you can contact a consumer rights attorney and get some help. All right. So after that all has been established, you ask them to provide you with documentation. You want it mailed to you on proving what you're required to pay. All right. You want a copy of the last bill. So you wait, until you receive that. No matter what they're telling you on the phone, you don't have to give them sensitive information. First of all, you don't even know who they are. Don't give them your social security number, your bank account information, none of that. You ask for the information to be mailed to you. You don't recognize the debt, and you want to see proof of the actual debt, all right? So I talked about this before. It's really important that you keep excellent records, all right? You're going to be recording the calls. You're going to write down the date and time and notes for every call in addition to the recordings, all right? Save everything that the debt collector sends you, all the original copies of everything that they send you. This will help you if you have any kind of disputes or if you have to go to court, all right? So it looks like I'm going to have to end that for today. We're not going to be able to talk about what to do to resolve it once you receive that information, but I'll talk about that in my next show. So thanks for listening. Have an amazing Saturday. And next time, I'm going to have things a little bit different. So have a great day. Bye for now.